And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day, wise like a child. Wise like a child. Also, our second segment's going to be hidden from the smarty panties. Panthers. Pants. What's pants, plural? Pants? Oh, okay. Hidden from the smarty pants.
Pantalones.
No, but you know what it is? It's supposed to be pantses. That's why we did it wrong. See? Hidden from the smarty pantses. That's what it's supposed to be. Also, we'll wind it down with foolish, weak, and lowly, like that last line. And then we'll close it out with your inner PhD.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics. No, I think not. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation, except for potato latkes. I can't explain that. All right, folks, and the reason is it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Well, I know that my freedom depends on His grace. So I'm trusting in Him and I'm seeking His face. And the power of God will deliver me out of this hole. Just watch that boy.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A lot of stuff going on. I do want to give a shout out because that was fun for those that don't know, but Kaz Taylor and Joan Peace were in here and it was fun. Kaz did a great job representing and we just highly encourage you. And Joan is great just to meet her and have that opportunity. We highly encourage you to check out their conference, IsraelNowConference.com. Going to be Friday and Saturday all over. I mean, they've got stuff going on Friday night, Saturday afternoon, different special events. They got conference bonuses taking place. Get to the website, IsraelNowConference.com. If you have a big-time problem getting through, you can always call their main number to it, 760-294-9396. But a good job to both of them. And if they're listening, thank you guys for joining me here at the station. They were not aware that when they came in, though, nobody, and we're going to have to start doing this. This is also called Ice Station Zebra. And so people need to understand, it's cold. You know, we keep it pretty cold in here. I mean, you'd say compared to even there, this gets chilly in here, isn't it?
I think we need some KPRZ Snuggies, KPRZ Snuggies to put in there.
Snuggies. Yes. I like that. Snuggies. You know, I was really thinking that one day we should really just talk to Professor Why Not and just make sure he understands that we're all just coming in our bathrobes. Because I feel, you know, every once in a while, there's a sense of professionalism in just being relaxed. What do you think? That'd be just about the day that Dave Santrella comes walking by, the president of the radio division. Yeah, those things typically don't work out that well, do they? No, well, what can you do? All right, we have a couple things that we want to get into. We're going to hold off on the spoonerism, okay, which is what we were going to do last hour, so we can't do that this hour. We're going to get into our DDD teachings, which is kind of one teaching broken up into four different arenas. We're going to do our best to communicate that. We have Dr. Nichols going to be coming on from Ligonier Ministries on Friday. I think he's coming right about 2:07. So it's going to be one of the earlier interviews. I'll get you the information on that, Tugboat Todd, so that we can be in sync. Let's start off, though, if you don't mind, with a passage in Matthew chapter 18. I know some people try to read along. We're not exactly like a church service here, folks. This is radio, and radio is rapid, and we do almost everything we do is live. 98% in 4+ years and 1,000+ shows, 98% live. It's more fun for me. So we try and, you know, give you time. I'm telling you now, Matthew 18 is a little stall tactic for you to get there if you want to look in your Bible. But eventually, we're going to have to get there, like right now. Do we have a sound for this, by the way? This is called Wise Like a Child. What are we
If
got?
You think babies don't know what's going on, they're going to give you an education. Baby geniuses.
That is fantastic. Play that again. You got it.
If you think babies don't know what's going on, they're going to give you an education. Baby geniuses.
That is excellent. What a great, great pick. Great job, Tugboat Todd. Matthew 18, 1-4 says this. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." A lot of deep teachings go along with this text. I'm not sure that's what we need to be looking for. I think sometimes we try and find deeper things than maybe there are. But one thing is certain. Jesus told his own disciples that they themselves still needed to have change and become like little children. Now, I'm a parent and a grandparent. And when I say become like little children, that does not mean the defiant, you know, the terrible twos and threes child. That is not what he's talking about. I think you're well aware there is in children a marvelous capacity for faith, not for cynicism, but for faith. Now, as kids get older, Things get tougher. They get closer and closer to the age of accountability. More cynicism creeps in. More, you know, defiant attitudes creep in. And for those that are trying to figure out why that happens, mostly it's because they're hanging around not just kids their own age, but parents or adults who have a lot of cynicism and a lot of things that are, you know, maybe not the best flavors. And I got a message for you. If you are not aware of this, children have a marvelous capacity for faith until they're taught out of it, which is a horrible thing in itself, because they have this great capacity to believe and to think and to wonder and to love and to imagine. And there's a lot of people that are around them that can have cynical attitudes or dispositions, and that gets taught out of them. Now, before you go down the old Santa trail, which I know that's a lot of people thinking, it's a great example, though, to show how children have this believing element. Although now as adults, we need to change into that wondrous believing element, but we need to do it with Jesus. And it's not a fantasy. It's what he calls us to do if we want to be people that are entering into the kingdom of God. If we're looking to be people that are working hard, making the kingdom our lives, look at what Jesus said. Whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Can I at least explain that little portion right there in the culture? Kids did everything they were told, chore-wise, period. They didn't do the old allowance thing that we do now. Oh, clean your room, Johnny, and then I will take you to McDonald's. It was like, chop the wood and you can eat dinner. It was a little different capacity. And kids were like just doing the things their parents said. There wasn't the gang-style mentality that there is now where the kids are oppressing the people who are adults. And by the way, if you're not familiar with the scripture where it talks about children oppressing, that's a judgment from the Lord when children are oppressing. So if you feel like in America our 14, 15, 16, and 17-year-olds and 18 and 19 and 20-year-olds are oppressing the nation, then you can understand that that's direct judgment as Scripture declares it. But we need to have this attitude that we are wise like a child and that we are willing to change and to become humble, to walk in humility, and to walk in trust. It's wisdom that a child hears and then embraces. There's a humility to the position of the child. Remember, for years in America and elsewhere, English proper and European proper, it was the child should be, you know, a child should be seen but not heard. Right? Well, that came out of a liberation where the kids did exactly what the parents said or else. And an unruly, incorrigible child in the Old Testament can be defined by the judges or by the parents as unruly or incorrigible. And an incorrigible child in the Old Testament was stoned. How about that? Yeah, you're not going to listen to your mom and dad? Okay, you got four chances. 3, 2, 1. You blew it. Now they're going to kill you. You're going to be executed. You think, well, that's just brutal. I think it's brutal. But I think the lack of respect is a worse result because kids are now oppressing adults. I think that's more brutal. And nobody says a word. We have to have a change towards humility, and we have to have a change towards trust. And we have to have a better sense of innocence and a less of a sense of a twistedness or the cynicism that so many of us have. And one thing that you can absolutely understand that as you get older, you become more cynical and you communicate that. Whereas a child is like, that's awesome. Wow. You know, it's like just that brightness of a child's face. Wow. That innocence, that humility, that trust. Well, we need that. And Jesus didn't, it wasn't an option, by the way. Jesus said, whoever then is greatest in the kingdom, who's going to be greatest in the kingdom of heaven, called a little child, placed the child amongst them and said, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you're not going to get in. You're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And a child socially had the lowest social status position of anybody. And Jesus goes, yeah, take that one. You take the lowest I'll do the raising. Like, okay. Humble enough to do anything your dad asks without arguing. By the way, this age of this child is not the prodigal. This is a young child. And if your dad asks you to do something, you know what your answer should be and my answer should be and our answer should be? Yes, sir. Right away. Love to. That's wise like a child. But I want to talk to you about why Jesus said that. So when we get back, we're going to dive into the theology of that because that's equally important. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The closer you get to Christ, the more sinful you're going to feel. Did you realize that?
Billy Graham.
Everyone who's ever seen a true reflection of God is deeply convicted of his own sin. And sometimes we can feel guilty, very guilty.
And the Bible teaches that we can never escape sin and guilt all on our own.
Only God can forgive us and cleanse us. And he's provided that way by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ for you as a gift to you. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to do anything. It's all free. All you have to do is receive it as a gift. And he will come into your life tonight.
That gift of forgiveness only comes through Jesus Christ. You can learn more about it at our website, findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
This is John MacArthur with another edition of Portraits of Grace. Jesus is, without question, our greatest example of biblical patience. First, he endured negative circumstances, left his exalted place in heaven, came to earth where he was mocked and hated, rejected, and crucified. And Jesus also coped with difficult people. When he was hanging on the cross bearing our sins, he actually prayed for those who put him there, saying, "Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing." And in the Garden of Gethsemane, hours before he was nailed to the cross, Jesus showed his willingness to accept the Father's plan, to endure unimaginable suffering because he knew it was God's will. So if you want to learn patience, learn to commit yourself to following Christ's perfect example. This is John MacArthur, looking forward to bringing you more Portraits of Grace.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Lots of fun for a day like today. That's all I can say. Lots and lots and lots of fun. We were talking earlier about being wise like a child. And a lot of people think, well, you know, wise like a child. A child, especially the child, the little child that Jesus grabbed or brought into the middle, was a child that operated in humility and outstanding trust, as well as a part of innocence, which is great. We are able to change through the power of the Holy Spirit into a position of humility and trust. Somewhere along the lines, as we have been taught, sometimes education, which is an excellent tool, but sometimes education can become the end of the process as opposed to an aid in the process. And when that happens, our intellect removes our character in such a way that we don't function in the best characteristics. We will function more in a cynicism, an attitude problem, a superiority problem. There's a lot of different things that take place. But in fact, we are told by Jesus, hey, you got to change where you have this humble disposition and that you're a trusting being, or you're not going to make this. This is not going to work for you. And it's like all these people are like, no, Jesus, you have to come back and conquer the Romans right now. And Jesus is like, this is the ministry. This is how we're doing it. And if you don't get offended in me, you're blessed. But if you do, you're in trouble. So we take that to that next place. Because I want to talk about the theology behind it, because it's super, super important. Luke chapter 10, this is where it's called Hidden from the Smarty Pants. Play that again. See, Smarty Pants. We actually found something that had Smarty Pants in it. That's not bad. Luke chapter 10, 17 through 24, the 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. He replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Now, right there, Jesus says, don't rejoice that you can operate in spiritual power. Rejoice that you get to dance on streets of gold. There's no question what the most important part is in the heart and mind of God. Verse 21, at that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, for those who are trying to figure out where joy comes from, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. Wait. What are you saying, Jesus? You are full of joy in the Holy Spirit, and you're praising the Father, saying how wonderful it is that the Father has hidden these principles and truths from the wise and the learned and revealed them unto little kids. Oh, wait, this is important. Yeah, this is important. Because you're getting a glimpse of what Jesus is talking about. When he said, unless you become like a little child, this is not going to work for you. Because you can be so wise in your own understanding that you no longer have room for God. Because you know, you're Dr. Fahrenheit. You have so many degrees. Fantastic. That will make you no more or less the same kind of idiot that most people who are like that are. And I'm not saying everybody who's got a degree is an idiot. I have a couple degrees. I'm an idiot. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is you can be so educated as to be so smart, you miss God. I've got to say, if you understand what Jesus is saying, if you understand the unspoken element here, he's saying, oh, Father, it's so awesome that all the smarty people missed. And all the people that operate in this gentle, humble trust get it. And you gave it to the kids and not to the professors. Cool. And Jesus is happy about it. You get upset at Jesus all you want. You can say, that's not fair. I don't care. I didn't write this. He goes on to say this. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father. And no one knows who the Father is except the Son and to those whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you, many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but did not see it. And they wanted to hear what you heard, but did not hear it. And it's a very interesting element that he says, you know, it's the regular guy, the regular gal, it's the regular Joe, it's the regular Jane. That's who's getting it. Because the kingdom of God requires a humility to accept it. You are a sinner. You have a condemnation because of that sin. You have to acknowledge that sin and submit yourself to God and allow the blood of Jesus Christ to cover you. And if you're too intellectual for it, well, it'll just pass you by. Well, that's great. You can be so smart, you can invest in the best, you know, healing balm there is, because where you're going, you're going to need it. What do you want? How brilliant are you if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? How brilliant are you if you learn all of man's learnings and miss the simplest teachings of God? Oh, I know, believe me, in Hollywood, in the media, in the academic elite, they're all just so much better. But there comes a day where the Lord goes, time's up. You didn't become like a child. 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 And that's not going to go good. How about this other portion? Because, you know, these things were hidden from the wise and the learned. It's not the pro people that God's looking for. It's the ordinary. Acts chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, and there's no other name under heaven given to mankind by which he must be saved. And when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Because Jesus takes ordinary and makes the person extraordinary. You want to know theologically why? The Holy Spirit lives inside of you. That's why. So now you're a person with the Holy Spirit living inside of you. You are extraordinary. It's not the wise and the learned. It's not the pros. It's not the brilliant. It's not the Dr. Fahrenheit's. Oh, believe me, there's plenty of smart people in the kingdom. That's not what I'm talking about. But there's a self-associated pride with a certain knowledge, certain amount of knowledge and an acquired knowledge. And if you haven't noticed, certain people on the politically leaning left side think that all the other people are just dopes. I don't think the people on the left are dopes, just so you can know. And I don't think everybody on the left is unsaved. But I think people on the far left are deceived. And therein lies a big difference. I think they're deceived away from the Lord. That's the bigger concern. And there's not that many people on the right that are into the Lord. It just seems like it leans a little bit more right. After all, technically, we're not supposed to walk to the left or the right, but straight ahead. If you think of it in those terms, it's easy. All right, we're going to take a short break and then come back and then dive into the hard part. Yikes. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
As a Christian, the law offices of Robert J. Bomber has always practiced honest and fair dealings with his clients. The fact that he's been in business for 45 years speaks to this fact. His staff has been with him an average of 10 years, and they care as much about his clients as he does. Calls are answered and returned promptly, and he makes after-hours appointments. The first consultation is free. If you have needs of an experienced attorney to handle such matters as custody, divorce, child support, visitation, spousal support, and retirement, call the law offices of Robert J. Bomber at 619-497-0054. Family legal matters such as these are difficult, plain and simple, and that's why you need an experienced attorney. To set up an appointment with Robert J. Bomber, call 619-497-0054. That's Bomber, B-A-U-M-E-R, 619-497-0054. A good person to have on your side.
The world is changing. Don't get caught unprepared. Join the For Such a Time as This conference, February 17th and 18th at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. How can you not only survive, but spiritually thrive during these challenging times? How is Israel God's prophetic timepiece? What are our God-appointed callings in these times? Hear powerful, inspirational speakers, including the world's foremost Jewish apologist and radio host, Dr. Michael Brown, co-host of the Way of the Masters TV show, Ray Comfort, and Tom Doyle, the award-winning author of Dreams and Visions in the Muslim World and Terrorism, Living Your Faith When It's Not Safe. Plus, you'll be able to see the world's only complete set of ancient Old Testament scrolls and experience Tabernacle Alai, a life-size reenactment of the biblical tabernacle. Don't miss For Such a Time as This, Israel, Islam, and the Church, President's Day weekend at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. Early registration, just $19. Space is limited. Register at IsraelNowConference.com. That's IsraelNowConference.com.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about how other nations are skittish about what impact the president will have on them.
They're afraid of what happens when a nation rediscovers its identity. All of a sudden, with that identity and with that sense of purpose, mission, that we're not going to be able to be pushed around. We can't be intimidated into giving them money or carrying more of the world's share of obligation than the rest. And so I think, you know, as Trump has said, look, countries that rely on us to take care of them are going to pay the price, the bill. They're going to have to pay for it. The United Nations, we're going to quit. You know, there's discussion about us continuing to carry the lion's share of that. So I think that's part of it. They just don't like the fact that we're going to do things differently.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. All right. You want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That is the big ticket. You know, I still have to apologize to my wife before we get into this. And that, I mean, we're watching this movie. I don't want to tell you what movie. It was cute. It wasn't great. It was cute. But, you know, it was an hour and 31 minutes. I gave the wrong time. And right about 20 minutes in, I just turned to her and said, it's this. This is the guy who did it. This is what happens. Blah, blah, blah. We watched the rest of it, and, you know, I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to be wrong. I was right.
Probably wasn't that entertained. She just wanted to hold out to the very end to see if you're right or wrong.
Well, the problem is the arrogance that goes with that is right along what we're talking about here. You know, we're having that discussion and trying to be honest about it, about, you know, wise like a child, and a child doesn't, you know, usurp head knowledge to do things like destroy people's enjoyment, which is kind of what I did. See, that's a perfect example of what not to do. So I am an example to people just going the wrong direction. See what I'm saying? And the idea is to understand that when you get to be like that and you do what I'm doing, that's like being smarty pants, and it ruins it for people. I'm going to say, well, I'm ruining it. So at first I jumped up, nailed it, right? Because that's what any guy would have done, I think. And then afterwards I'm thinking, gosh, I got to stop doing that.
Do you do that for other movies too? You try to guess like who did it or the ending?
I plead the fifth on the advice of my attorney so as I might not incriminate myself in any legal action or crime.
Well, I just wonder if you do it every time, but you don't really notice that you do it unless you get it right.
I'm getting a text already. Every time, every show.
But how many do you get right?
97%.
Well, you got to stop doing it then, Dave.
So, it's bad. It's bad. It's really bad. And that's arrogance. And what's worse about that and that arrogance is because once you start figuring out these patterns and stuff, then anything you watch, you're like, you're just looking for those little patterns.
It's like when you think you're a genius watching Jeopardy and you realize it's a rerun.
yeah. Masters. I'm just, you know, I'm just confessing it, though. I'm not denying it, right? I'm confessing it as sin because, let me explain something from a scriptural, biblical point of view. As smart as any of us think we are, and I have that problem. That's not, you know, I have 10 times the problem with patience as I have any other problem. There's just no way I have anything else. My worst thing, period, is patience. Just by and far 1,500 points higher. But this attitude of knowing and, you know, and then that little cynicism and a little bit of Jewish upbringing and a little bit of Christian church wounding, and there's a cynicism that might build in there, and it seems like, well, that doesn't seem like it's a big deal. It's a big deal because it's not beneficial to use it, you know, from time to time it is, right? But not as often as I use it. So let's at least put into place what it should be and what it should be, shouldn't be, coming out of 1 Corinthians 26 through 29. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise. And oh, by the way, when I was called, I was a drug dealer that could not do any algebra. Just so you know, I couldn't do anything. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It's an ironic element in the kingdom of God that we are told by Jesus to be like a child, because a child is humble and trusting and more responsive and obedient, as you know, if they're raised properly, and especially back in society 2,000 years. And then we're also told, Jesus telling his own disciples, these things that you are seeing, they're hidden from the learned and the wise, and they're given unto you as babes. And it's like, wow. And then you pull into this and you understand, here's why. Because one, God can take that which is not and make something of it. God could take a person who's good for nothing but drug dealing and then going to jail and make that person active in the kingdom of God. God took a murderer and a church defiler named Saul and turned him into a Paul. And Paul became a person who not only built the church but wrote for the church's edification. God takes what isn't and makes it something that it is, and everybody scratches their head and says, what happened? Well, that's God's activity. God takes what doesn't work and makes it work. Remember we talked in the previous hour that God takes a nothing and makes something out of nothing, because he's God, so that no one may boast before him. And people that are committed to the relationship, to the connection, to the devotion, to the fellowship of the Lord, always seem to have this another place of wisdom. Every Christian I talk to has this unique set of wisdom connected to them, because they have the Holy Spirit in them, and the Holy Spirit's testifying to Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is the core of wisdom and knowledge. And there's just always something in every believer. It's the weirdest thing. Well, that's not that weird, but it's cool. And God takes lowly things and despised things, things that the world just, oh, this is so weak, this could never happen. And yet God takes the weak things and makes it phenomenal. He takes the foolish things from the world's point of view. By the way, the foolish things according to the world is the gospel through preaching, and the death of the cross being an answer. That's foolishness. The cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. That's foolish. It's foolishness to think, let's see, a guy's going to die on the cross, and that's going to save everybody. Right. That's foolishness to the world. God takes that foolish thing, and shames the wise. Because he can. And nobody's going to boast before him. And you want to know what, I just want to say, you want to know what really gets to the core of this. I want to say this. Let me quote a passage. I don't think I've quoted this maybe once since I've been on radio. Psalm 119, 99 through 100, verses 99 through 100. I have more insights than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. David, in his own teachers and his own people teaching him knowledge and knowledge of the world and the way he recognizes it by focusing on God's stuff, he's much wiser than focusing on the other stuff. He understands that by meditating on God, connecting with God, that he goes from ordinary to extraordinary, just like you do. Because the power of God is more active in you. And that's what you need to do. I mean, that's what we all need to do. I mean, the Lord teaches us and guides us and instructs us. And I know that fight that you have with the worldly insights and the worldly teachings. I get it. But that meditation you have with the Lord, that communion you have with God, that fellowship you have with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit is your PhD. You need to understand that. If you spent one day with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit undistilled or non-polluted, one full day, you would walk out of there being the smartest human that ever lived. That's all you got to know. It's like, okie dokie. You would know things your brain right now couldn't even imagine. That's some of the things that happened to some of the great men and women of God. I mean, look what happened to Moses. He spent time with God. He came down. His face was glowing. They had to put a lampshade on that dude because his face was beaming out. It's like, whoa, 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 dude, hold on. What's that? That's a veil. What's that for? Because you don't have the mirror that we do, and that's bright, and they didn't invite sunglasses yet. There's no sunglasses yet. You put this on. I can't see you. You're whoa, whoa. That's just from hanging out with God. See, that's what I'm trying to tell. That's what I'm exactly what I'm trying to say. Hanging out with the Lord changes you. You want to be wise like the world? Go right ahead. Israel tried to be like the world. They perverted as a nation. That wasn't good. God still had mercy. You want to be wise like the world? Go ahead. You'll just be distant from God. If you think that's the way to do it, go ahead. Let me know how that helps you going into eternity, and you can tell me why that's smart. Or you just hang out with the Lord. And you become altogether from ordinary to extraordinary because of him. All right, we'll take a short break, and then we're going to look at that PhD element because I got another thing I want to throw in there. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie. Let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at ExcaliburRoofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn.
Golly, Uncle Bob. If you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesimus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. All right, let's see. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com is a great way to do it. We have been just dealing with, I don't know, I think it's important for us to be able to deal with, you know, being wise like a child, as Jesus mentioned in Matthew 18, 1 through 4, changing ourselves, having that humble, trusting, innocent element in us, and then recognizing that Jesus specifically in Luke 10, 17 through 24 praised God the Father for hiding things from the wise and the learned and revealing them unto babes, which was his own disciples. And how important it is for us to understand that in two major points. One, that nobody is going to glory in front of the Lord. There's nobody that's getting, you're not getting props. I'm not getting props. You know, you might get a well done here or there. You might get a crown. You might get a bar. You might get like a bar of gold kind of thing. You might get any of that stuff. The best you're going to get is that it is God's heaven. And Jesus Christ at the right hand of the Father in that heaven. There's nobody getting any glory but Jesus Christ. He's like, pull that back. It's not people. We'll have moments of acknowledgement and honor, but keep in mind, none of that is for God's sake. It's for our sake. So we recognize there's not too many of us that are too sharp. And God likes it that way because then he uses us, and then we know we're not that sharp, and he does it, and we're like, amazing. We just went from ordinary to extraordinary because of the Lord, right? And then the real way to get yourself into a place of really getting it, and this is the big key and the big close, is to understand that the meditation on the Lord's word, on his statutes, on his precepts, on the things that he's done, on his activities in our life, that's what makes us smarter than the average bear. That's it right there. You're thinking about the Lord did this and the Lord did this. That's an education that you can't buy in a university because it's God's seminary. It's an ongoing seminary. You know how David learned to be a king? God beat the Saul out of him in a cave. That is not the normal procedure. Nope, but it certainly worked good, didn't it? Turned out to be a fantastic king. So we wind it down understanding that you have somewhat of an inward PhD. Now, we understand that knowledge, right? Knowledge and wisdom and understanding, you know, come through Jesus Christ as God the Father has manifested and made Jesus Christ available to us. We have access to that. Let's look at Colossians 2, 2 through 3, which says, my goal is that you might be encouraged in heart and united in love, get this, so that you may have the full riches of complete understanding. Ooh. in order that you may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. If you're looking for all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, look no further, my friend, than to Jesus Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And you're probably thinking, but the world has such knowledge. The world has two veins in knowledge, knowledge of good and knowledge of evil. One leads to darkness and eternal suffering, and the other leads to light and eternal blessing. Jesus Christ is the person in whom all of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge reside. Period. You know, they get these guys to get up and they debate, and some of these guys, like Bill Nye, the science guy, and blah, 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 blah. Nobody would ever win a single debate if, when Christians were arguing or talking about their cause, not argumentative, but having an argument and discussion, whatever, if they would just state, this is the authority, this is what it says, and it doesn't matter whether you like it or not, because it doesn't matter. God's truth is God's truth, whether people like it or not, doesn't change it. So you have a PhD abiding in your heart by faith, since through Jesus Christ is what? Hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Can I throw one more in your direction? So the Father lives in you through the Son lives in you through the Spirit. Jesus Christ is to whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Get this for your PhD. Ready? Oh, yeah, I'm saving the best for last. Ready? I'm Isaiah, or this is 1 John 2:26-28. Sorry about that. 1 John 2:26-28. I'm writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. As for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and that anointing is real and not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him. And now, dear children, continue in him, so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming. The Holy Spirit, as the anointing of God, abides and resides in you. And that Holy Spirit, which is real and not counterfeit, teaches you, remain in Jesus. You have a phenomenal PhD inside of you. Higher degree than any other educational degree anywhere. Because it involves eternal truths and the multiverse, the universe, the earth, and beyond. And you get to tap into that every time you have fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Not only are you not a dummy, you're holding inside of you the greatest gem of all understanding and all knowledge and all wisdom. And you're holding that inside of you in Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit will teach you to remain in Jesus, to stay in Jesus, to learn in Jesus, to understand through Jesus, to see through Jesus, to live through Jesus. And then you'll just be as smart as you need to be. And you won't be deceived. Get it? Got it? Keep it? Hold it? Love it? All right? Lots of fun today. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break. Then we'll come back for more Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.